It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. About 100 demonstrators marched in downtown Denver last night. Denverites Esteban Hernandez reports.
Some sang anti-police chants and burned pro-police banners, while others smashed downtown business windows along Colfax. Some spray-painted buildings and threw fireworks at a downtown police station. Police responded with what appeared to be tear gas and pepper balls. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Police later said four people were arrested. At the city hall in Arvada, west of Denver, a crowd gathered for what they called a Count the Vote rally. That's as the presidential race remains undecided. Robin Kupernick was in the crowd.
It's a stressful process, and we all just have to take a deep breath and be patient and have faith in the folks who are counting the votes.
Democrat Joe Biden won Colorado with about 55% of the vote. Votes in a few other states are still being counted. Colorado will stay in the National Popular Vote Compact. CPR's Megan Verlee reports voters passed Proposition 113, which reaffirms lawmakers' decision to join the agreement.
The compact aims to bypass the Electoral College by having states pledge their electors to the winners of the national popular vote. Colorado's Democratic-controlled legislature voted to sign on last year, but conservative officials objected and petitioned the new law onto the ballot. Groups that wanted to repeal the law blame the proposition's language in part for the outcome. To leave the compact, voters had to vote no, which is the opposite of how most repeal issues work. Joining the compact won't have any practical impact for Colorado anytime soon. More states need to join the agreement before it would take effect. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Updated numbers on Colorado voter turnout show more than 3.3 million ballots returned in this election, the most in state history. Unaffiliated voters outnumber both registered Democrats and Republicans in the state. Coronavirus cases are rising in Jefferson County, and the county is moving to safer at home level orange on Monday. Over the last 2 weeks, there have been 2,500 cases in the county, even as officials put in place an unsuccessful plan to slow the spread of the virus. The move next week puts Jefferson County one step away from level red and a stay-at-home order. Sunny skies across the state today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.